Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Are you reeling in the years? Stowing away the time. Are you gathering?
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff to help you with your small business from Alpha to Omega. Anything under the small business sun, challenges, opportunities, whatever's in front of you, we got something that will help you. And you can read, listen, ask questions. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. And don't forget to check out our poll question right there on the homepage. You can when you click your answer, you'll see how the poll is going so far. All that's at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Have a great visit with our good friend Michael Lee Stollard. He's the co-author, along with Carol Dewing Holmes and Jason Pankow, of the outstanding book Fired Up or Burned Out. And his company is called E Pluribus. Is that right?
E Pluribus Partners. It's E-Pluribus based on America's Partners motto.
There you go.
E Pluribus Unum.
There you go. Now, E Pluribus Partners was what I missed there. Michael, as we're talking about character with Michael, folks, and or he's talking to us about it, and I'm trying to desperately to connect values to character, because I do think they are, I think they're harness mates, Michael, if you don't mind me saying that, and I want you to, you were going to give us a quote when we went to the break. I'd like you to do that now, but put it back in context in case somebody just tuned in.
Yeah, we're talking about just how important character values are in a business, and it really does. There's a whole set of character values that have been proven to help groups of people flourish over time. It's been identified by a movement called the Positive Psychology Movement. I actually have a list of them on my blog at michaelleestollard.com. And one we were just talking about before the break that is especially relevant to any business that has a large service component is the value of kindness, doing favors or good deeds for others, helping them, taking care of them. And I know some companies, like the Ritz-Carlton, for example, they, you know, they do personality testing of their frontline employees, and one of the things they look for is kindness in their employees, in the sense that they like to help other people.
And they can test this, folks. They can find out if this person, if they like other people, if they're sociopaths, right?
Yeah, right, exactly, yeah. And, you know, I love the definition for leadership. Leadership is encouraging a group of which one is a member to get things done and at the same time maintaining good relations within the group, organizing the group, and seeing that those things happen. You know,
that's a character strength. And notice that none of that had anything to do with a title. All you have to do is be a member of a group.
Well, exactly. I love the first word was encouraging a group.
Yeah.
So you can really have influence with others in your group and, in a sense, lead it and encourage others. And in doing that, you're demonstrating the character strength of leadership. You know, there's some great quotes on leadership that I put on my blog also.
Okay.
One of my favorites is John Wooden, the legendary UCLA basketball coach, said, "Ability may get you to the top, but it takes character to keep you there." Mm-hmm. And that is so true. A lot of the character strengths we're talking about, like humility, is a huge one. Having the humility to continually ask your customers, what can we do better? What are we doing wrong? You know, speak truth to us so that we know how to continuously improve. That reflects
there's one thing about
humility.
There's an interesting thing about humility. It's a paradox, really, because, and I'm going to speak just from personal experience, Michael. Humility comes more after failure than any other thing.
Absolutely.
And one of the great ways to be successful is to have a little humility. And you can't, so therefore, that's the reason why I always say that you can't, in my opinion, you can't really be successful long term until you've had some failures. Now, I don't mean that you have to have a bankruptcy or a full thermonuclear meltdown, but you have to have tried something, it didn't work out, and you realized you were wrong. That's helpful, in my opinion, to grow and to become successful. And those are character steps, aren't they?
Well, absolutely. It helps you realize that you need to listen to the people around you, because no one has a monopoly on all the good ideas. So, absolutely, it's critical to long-term success to have humility. And you will not succeed long-term unless you have it.
Well, and here's a question. That's a character question. It's a humility question. It's something that I've learned, that I, and I'm still working on using it more, and that is to say to other people, what do you think?
Yeah. Yeah. And then
let them tell you.
Yeah, there's so many, you know, so many good, another thing I like about this whole area, Jim, is just the pithy little sayings. I was just, spent 8 days in England with an organization. I'm not going to say yet, because I'm writing an article about it. You know, this is a small organization, an old
organization. Come on, Michael, nobody's listening.
Oh, well, you won't believe it. It's a church. It's called Holy Trinity Brompton.
Yeah?
And they are planting new churches right now at a rate of one a month. And they have created a course that has been, 16 million people worldwide have gone through. It's called the Alpha Course. That's on the basics of Christianity.
Uh-huh.
And this, one of the things you heard there, Jim, is they said, we strive for perfection, but settle for excellence.
Mm-hmm.
And it really reflects how they developed that Alpha Course. You know, it took them 15 years. They were continuously listening to people to understand, how can we make this more effective? How can we make it connect? And then after 15 years of developing it, they rolled it out in England, and it was wildly successful. Hmm. Now it's in close to, it's in 80-some languages. It's being run in, 160 countries, and there are 33,000 courses being run.
And what's the character message from them?
Well, it's in that particular character strength, I would say it's excellence. You know, strive for perfection, settle for excellence. But they also had, you know, one of the things that one of their leaders would get together with his leaders once a week, lunch at his house, and he would go around for the first hour and just ask everyone, "How are you?"
You know, folks, these are the kinds of things that leaders do, regardless of what the organization is, that leaders do to build engagement with their people and to connect with their people. It's something you might want to think about trying. Tintil, right back with Michael Lee Stallard right after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.